Welcome back. This is your internet uncle. Today I'm going to talk about the NHL and how I used to watch it. I've been to a few games in the old Coliseum and none in the new Rogers Centre Arena. Beardsley took me to a couple. You got tickets at various points. I've been with other folks. One time I got taken to a game by the project manager on a project where I clocked myself while riding a Ski-Doo over 100 kilometers an hour in minus 25 degree weather without any training, proper gear, which led to my glasses fogging up and not seeing a tree branch which clocked me and gave me a pretty serious black eye and a concussion. So that was my reward for taking it easy for a day and not going to the WCB. I've been to NHL games in one other city, in Montreal. It's the first and only time I've actually bought tickets off a scalper. It's $25. I think the Habs sucked then. But that's where I learned the term boule ref. It doesn't translate well out here in the West. And I stopped watching NHL for numerous reasons. I never thought I would. I met people when I was younger who had stopped, and I was kind of curious why they did, and now I kind of understand why. My reasons, and again, you know, if you can disagree with me all you want, is that, you know, the local owner, he got a sweetheart of a deal from the city council of the day. They helped him build a new arena. You know, the Coliseum was pretty old, and it wasn't falling apart, but it, you know, they wanted new digs, bigger digs, you know, make more money, that kind of thing, in a better location. So they built a new arena downtown. You know, they got some government funding, and they didn't have to share any revenue. The theory was, you know, there'd be increased revenue from taxes, from, you know, all the extra people staying in hotels and going to restaurants and bars and shit. So that was enough for the guy. You know, he didn't want to build a parking lot, even though he was contractually obligated to. He had all sorts of other demands, and he threw really childish hissy fits, including threatening to move the team to Seattle. And Seattle now has his own team. But really, he just wasn't getting his way. So, and you being a taxpayer at that time and now, it's kind of like, you know what, fuck you. Also, it's always lots of questionable refereeing. Not always, but sometimes, you know, you, as you get, understand the game a bit more and understand how calls go and kind of wonder, you know, why wasn't that a penalty? Or why was that a penalty? And why are there even up calls? One NHL ref got caught saying it on TV live one time. In any case, before that time, I attended the first Heritage Classic held here at Edmonton. It was held in Commonwealth Stadium. They built a special arena right outdoors. The day's weather was nice, bright, and sunny. There was a flyby of Canadian Forces aircraft. It was minus 25 C that day. You know, beautiful weather for a hockey game. The Oilers were playing the Montreal Canadiens, right? And there was two games. One where, and the old crew, the old Oilers and the old Habs playing in a, what kind of game would you call that? I can't remember what the game, but, you know, kind of like a preliminary game. And then, you know, an official NHL game played later that evening. Beardsley was there too. He was actually in the stands right in front of the, a lot closer to the arena. He said it was really a crowd of suits and he wished he was actually in, you know, the main stadium crowd. It would have been a lot more fun. There was also a streaker. Yes, even at minus 25 C, some guy decided he wanted to go streaking through the quad. Boy, sometimes I think I'm dumb, but there are people who want to take the crown. Because the security guards, when they caught up to him, you know, they knocked him down into the pile of shaved ice, snow that they clear from the rink between periods, and, you know, when they're setting the ice. And they didn't just knock him down like dick first into it. They kind of, you know, just made sure he got right in there. And of course, at that time, the Oilers sucked, so they lost. Right. I don't remember if the old guys lost. I don't think it really mattered. They had fun. Dave Semenko almost pretended to try to kill a guy, and boy, we could hear it up way up in the stands. That was a cold but great game. The other notable time regarding the NHL is when we went down to the Red Mile, the first Red Mile. I think this was about 2004. Dennis can confirm this, because Dennis is a Calgary Flames fan. Yeah, can't all be right, I guess. But any case, this is their first playoff run since, I don't want to say 89 when they won the Cup, but it had been a while. You know, granted, it had been a while for the Oilers too. The Oilers didn't reach their playoff run to 2006 after some dreadful teams in the 90s. But in any case, we're talking about the Red Mile. And they made an incredible playoff run. And I believe they made it all the way to the Cup Finals. And, oh yeah, there's another thing, that there's a kind of conspiracy preventing any Canadian team from winning the Stanley Cup, because it would diminish interest by Americans who would spend more money, because, you know, they're a much bigger population. So that's been floating around for, I think, a few decades now. But anyways, so Calgary Flames in the playoffs make a deep run. And they started a new tradition, like flooding Electric Avenue or 17th Avenue Southwest, you know, with fans. So everyone was going to the bar. So obviously this is pre-COVID times. I don't know about this year. Again, I'm not watching any NHL, so I have no idea. But at that time, you know, everyone's wearing their red jerseys, right? So it looked like this brilliant streak of crimson across Downs Avenue, right? You know, the city shut down the avenue to traffic, right? And, you know, just big congregation of folks. So as a byproduct of this playoff bliss and, you know, the exuberance and probably a lot of beer and whiskey, a lot of girls would flash people. So this required a road trip. So me, Beardsley, and Dennis, we went down to Calgary, you know, to get down to the Red Mile. And, you know, we got down there. Of course, you know, there are police, you know, uniformed police officers around, you know. I can't remember who. It was either Beardsley or Dennis or both of them. They were the convinced one of Calgary's finest to put me in a headlock so they could take a picture. It wasn't just me. It was also some random white fool on the other side. It was a good picture. Of course, I was really smart, and I had a wallet with a credit card in some really baggy pants. So, you know, we got a photograph of this pretty hot chick who lifted this wallet, right? So we knew who took it. You know, of course, we'd never find her. Anyways, you know, after taking a picture of this hot chick, I realized, hey, this one wallet's gone with this credit card, right? So this led to some frustrating phone calls with the credit card company, because, like, I have a billion names. I've never recorded anything about it in the podcast, and because I think it's just too lame. But, like, I have, you know, an official name. I go by John. I've gone by Johnny. It's just a fucking mess. Anyways, I couldn't even figure out which name I used on this damn credit card, right? So it took a while to get it canceled. So in the meantime, she helped herself to some Chinese food. And, you know, she got that meal comped courtesy of Amex. You know, good on her. So at that point, Dennis had we kind of lost Dennis in the crowd. So it was just me and Beardsley kind of wandering around, and led to me being, my wallet being lifted. And Dennis, you know, knowing what he needs to do, you know, he just had a good time. And we met up later at the hotel room, and I told him the story, and Dennis listened intently. Then he proceeded to crush three beers. Yes, I have that effect on people. And so one of the big reasons, you know, to guys wanted to get me down to the Red Mile, because by this point I hadn't met my now ex-wife, right, and hadn't any prospects. They're trying to get me sort of famous, right? Because there's web pages with, with collections of pictures of the ladies showing off their assets, and they're gonna get me into one of these, or get a picture on my phone of one of these ladies, showing the goods. Unfortunately, of course, my phone died before this could happen. Go me. Any case, that's all for me for today. Thank you for listening. Thanks for Dennis for putting up with me and my lame ass stories and keeping this show on the road. So, for your viewing pleasure, I recommend a channel called Unknown Five. It's one of those like top five lists, but it's a longer video essay format. Generally focuses on like war themes and terrible human experiences. So if you're into that kind of thing, definitely check it out. And thanks again for listening, and catch you later.